Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a good spot. I mean, right now, halfway point of our season, you know, we're in a good spot. We're atop our division. Guys are playing good football, and I'm very pleased with where our team is. We just have to go out and finish the second half of the season. But to be where we are right now, I'm very proud of the work that our guys have done, no matter, you know, who we've had out there. Guys have just stepped up and made plays. You know, we've lost some guys to injury. It doesn't matter. Guys have stepped up, made plays, and playing winning football. So I'm excited to see how our guys continue to push and finish the second half of the season.
That's D'Amico Ryans yesterday asked, how do you feel about the halfway point? How do you feel about where your team's at? And I think that's probably, I think it's a pretty accurate assessment of where they're at. I don't know if it's an accurate gauge of how people are feeling right now moving forward, but we'll see. The Lions coming to town on Sunday. We got a lot to dig into today. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
How the hell are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
It's funny because yesterday during the press conferences, I was kind of trying to figure out why it felt different this week compared to last week, and obviously you're coming off a loss, it's going to feel a little bit different. But I remember last week in the shortened week, I was a little disappointed because none of the questions on the Wednesday press conference were even directed, or excuse me, the Tuesday press conference last week. Hardly any of them were really even about the New York Jets. It was a whole lot of like, hey, let's try to just cap up this previous week's game. It's not that it's an excuse or anything, but man, it's definitely not an excuse. The Texans just didn't handle the short week well last week.
No.
So I did appreciate, and I actually liked the fact that I think both on Monday and Wednesday this week with D'Amico, and then on Wednesday with CJ Stroud, there are a lot of questions about the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever led the Texans to looking like they were sleepwalking the first half of, well, really all four quarters of Thursday Night Football, then if it were for lack of focus or preparation or whatever it might be, I don't think that's going to be an issue with the Lions. Everybody knows that they're facing a hell of a football team this week.
That was the first Thursday night game for a lot of really important people in their roles. You know, yeah. CJ had never had one. All the young players had never really had one. D'Amico as a head coach had never had one, you know, so that's, yeah, I think, and that you're going on the road, so you're really losing a day. I think that factors in. There's a heavy focus on this game with the Lions for sure. I thought yesterday, Seth, in looking at that press conference, there were two things that I wanted to hear about, and one of them was injuries. We'll get to that in a second. I'm not feeling great about that. The other was, okay, you've had extra time here to take a look at really the Achilles heel on this team, which is the offensive line, specifically the interior of the O-line. The good news injury-wise, Jared Patterson back at practice yesterday. So that was good news. But D'Amico was asked about the offensive line or the offense executing in about six different ways in that press conference, and the answer was the same every time. It was this.
as the offensive line, what would an improvement for you look like for you all?
For us, we just have to go out and execute our offense the right way.
Okay, and he used that answer. We have to go out and execute the offense the right way. At least four times that I can think of in that press. Like Landry Locker tried to get him to get super introspective on the offensive line with a question, like a pretty deep question. And that was the exact same answer. It was, we have to go out and execute better. I think DeMeco is tired of taking up for this offensive line.
I think you're correct there. Yeah. We're not hearing the same thing we heard a couple weeks ago, which was DeMeco and Caserio adamantly defending the offensive line and saying that it's a group effort and these guys are just fine. It's a lazy narrative that the offensive line is struggling.
Right.
I think it'd be a lazy narrative if you say that the offensive tackles are struggling, but the offensive line as a whole, if it's, hey, we're all in this together,
yeah,
the offensive line as a whole is struggling largely because the interior three are struggling. And really, the thing that makes it harder for everybody on the offensive line to operate is that the left guard position has been an abomination.
Yeah.
So that's, and because of that, they do things with the pass protection scheme and otherwise that make the entire offensive line effort look really paltry.
Yeah.
And there's no whitewashing it.
No. And I think he's tired of giving 45-second answers pointing out the good snaps versus the bad snap. I think he's up to his ears in it. I don't think he wants to talk about it anymore. And the one way to not have to talk about it anymore is for the offensive line to actually go out and have a good outing against the Detroit Lions this weekend. The other thing, the injury report, we got to get to this. Nico Collins and Will Anderson were the two big ones. Jarrett Patterson as well, I put in there just because, as you point out, left guard has been such a travesty. Jarrett Patterson back at practice. That's good news. Several guys back at practice. So there's good news. Aziz Alshire, Jerry Hughes, Jeff Okuda, Jimmy Ward, all back at practice. Those are all good things. What's the update on Nico Collins and Will Anderson, DeMeco?
Nico, he's doing good. We'll see where he ends up.
How about Will Anderson?
Same with him. He's doing well. We'll see where he ends up.
Okay. I'm not feeling great about this. Now, I'm feeling good big picture on both guys. Like, if they're both doing well, neither, you know, Will didn't go to IR or anything like that. The reports on Nico Collins yesterday, specifically from Aaron Wilson, were really, really good. Nico Collins has passed all the tests for his hamstring. No setbacks per league sources. Regained speed, mobility, ready to go. Matter of when, not if, he'll be designated for return. Team still determining if activating him for the Lions game. Him and Will not practicing is problematic right now.
I'm more nervous about Will. No, I was about to say that, and then I realized it's not true. Can't spit out a falsehood.
What are you going to say?
I just realized that in the moment that it's not true. I was about to say I'm more nervous about Will than I am about Nico, but then I realized, like, wait, no, I don't actually know anything about Nico other than Aaron Wilson's report.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the Lions game specifically, I'm trying not to read too much into Wednesday, because let's remember, they're going to try to give Nico as much rest and as much time feeling A-plus perfect before he gets back out on the field.
Yeah.
So, yeah, clear, like, if he had felt awesome after week one and he'd been rolling along, that would be one thing. But I think they're still being very careful with him. I don't think it's gamesmanship or anything with Nico, because you still really need to get that timing back, and you need to get him really just CJ feeling good with that connection.
Okay.
So I don't think they would hold him out just for gamesmanship. I think they're holding him out because, they want to be very, very careful. But that doesn't really give us a window into whether they expect him to play Sunday.
That's funny you say that. Like, you literally were saying the word gamesmanship as I was formulating, hey, maybe it's gamesmanship in my head.
Yeah. That's what, when I started off the sentence, I was thinking that it might be gamesmanship, and then I realized, like, that's garbage. So I actually don't feel it is gamesmanship. I think it's medical conservatism.
Well, as we'll hear from Dan Campbell in the next segment, they're preparing as if Nico Collins is going to play in this game in Detroit. Like, he's anticipating Nico playing. So whether it's gamesmanship or not, they're preparing for Nico Collins being...
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications.
Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Out there. Here's where I don't feel good about those two coming back is when D'Amico on his coach's show this week, I thought gave some really good insight into how he handles players that are in that 50-50 range on playing, which I think both these guys are going to be for different reasons come Sunday. Here is D'Amico from his coach's show and how he handles injured players getting ready to come back and play.
Oh, that's one of the toughest spots being a head coach, right? Of making, having to make that call of the guy's close, but we still don't know. For me, I'll always lean towards making sure a player long-term health is always at the forefront of my decision, as opposed to, oh, come back a week too soon, and now we lose you for, call it 4 or 5 more weeks. Yep. So let's make sure, right, you can practice throughout the week, right? And let's make sure you can show your teammates and yourself, you can gain that confidence, oh, I can go out and perform my job to the highest level.
You have to tell them to sit down? Like, hey, you got to sit, and they want to play?
Sometimes, sometimes throughout my conversation with them, I talk around, I let them make that decision.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm guessing Nico and Will are you got to sit guys for D'Amico. You know what I mean? I'm guessing Nico and Will fit into that category at the very end that Vandy was asking about of like they want to play. You know, like they want to get out there and play, and you got to sit them down. The part of that cut that makes me concerned about this week is practice throughout the week. By definition, they will not have done that.
especially with a hamstring too, where you want to feel like, hey, we're gonna go. I'm trying not to handicap this thing right now with Nico Collins, and we'll see what happens on Thursday or Friday. You know, maybe he's out there on Friday and they're doing like a little bit of extra, you know, full speed, full go routes on Friday, more so than they normally would, just to really get the timing down. But it's not as simple as, well, you just drop Nico Collins back into the mix and have him run a couple go routes and all as well. I think that, if he doesn't practice today, then I'm going to start to hit the panic button.
If he doesn't practice today, he ain't playing.
You bastard, Sean.
No. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. If he doesn't practice today, he is not playing. Seth, when have
Damn
we gotten...
Damn you for pulling that deep cut all the way back from Monday. You had to go all the way back to Monday.
I'm just trying to bring the truth,
and find evidence that Nico's probably not playing this week.
I'm just trying to prepare people for this. I don't want people to think that there's going to be big, huge presents under the tree, and then they're disappointed when all they get are socks. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
So
D'Amico's absence is just it's a, you know what I used to get from my dad in the stocking? He nuts and oranges. He tried to make it like a traditional 1800s Christmas. We're like, ooh, what's this? An orange? I thought only the fat cats on Park Avenue got to eat citrus fruit. Woo. Yeah. Dad.
What kind of if you don't mind me ripping a scab off here, what kind of nuts exactly were in the stocking?
Like, oh, only the best, you know, peanuts, walnuts, like scavenged from our lawn.
Sometimes
yeah,
when it was
the
a,
best.
Sometimes when it was a good year, cashews.
It weren't no deluxe nuts.
No.
Not the kind that... Was it Lovey? Who was it that he used to talk about?
Romeo.
Oh, no, that's Romeo.
Hit it again,
deluxe
but,
nut package.
Yeah, deluxe nut
it
package.
Wasn't the deluxe nut. Certainly wasn't single serve.
That was Romeo Cornell talking about Will Fuller at the trade deadline.
My father. My father arguing for nuts and fruit in your stocking and the silver standard.
Oh,
yes.
That was, All right, Peyton Pendergast with you.
Hey, real quick note from a management perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that D'Amico lets guys make the decision for themselves.
Yeah.
That is a good way to go. You always want people to feel like they came up with the idea. If you're a genuine leader, you don't care about getting credit for the idea. You want people to really have ownership in their own ideas. It is sometimes plainly obvious to the person being managed that that's what's happening. We had a boss once that I could tell very much wanted people to feel like they were making the decision for themselves as he like led you down the primrose path to be sure. Well, like, this is how you feel about this, right? Right? You're taking ownership in this, right?
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like, almost like he's got a recorder out. This video, like, I've got you on tape saying you agreed to
said,
this.
You said, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You said that you'd rather keep your job than disagree with me on this. So I assumed you were all in.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Game on Sunday, 7:20 kick between the Lions and the Texans. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. And you can text us on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. Up next, what are the Lions thinking about the Texans? Dan Campbell, it would be fun having Dan Campbell press conferences every week. He's got me jacked for this game on Sunday. The opposing coach has me jacked for this game on Sunday.
I know.
Yes. So he's about to get you pumped up as well, listener. That is coming up next.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.